Good morning and welcome to Jump in Tucson. Our guest this morning is Dr. Julian Ackerley. I happen to know that guy. He's the director of the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. Good morning, Julian.
Good morning, Ed.
Well, congratulations on your 45 years at the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. At the U of A homecoming game, you announced that you would be retiring at the end of the season, which is in May of 2025. However, there's a lot of things continuing at the chorus between now and then. And so let's start with, we were at the University of Arizona at the homecoming game. You're a graduate of the U of A, correct?
That is correct. I was able to get my bachelor's degree back in 1975, my master's in 1977, and my doctorate in music in 1983.
So you have a good connection with the U of A.
You're down Arizona.
There you go. And the chorus has been singing the national anthem at homecoming for many, many years, right?
That is correct. They had a specific highlight of alumni one year, back when Eric Becker was the director of bands, and invited me to come and conduct with the boys on the national anthem. And we've done it every year since. There was one year when we were actually on Parents Weekend instead of homecoming, because the boys were also doing Tosca with Arizona Opera Company up in Phoenix on the homecoming day. But every year, the boys chorus, and we really appreciate that wonderful collaboration with the University of Arizona Fred Fox School of Music.
And you do some other creative things, like you'll be doing, obviously, your holiday concert coming up on December 14th. That is at the U of A, correct?
Yes, it is. We'll be there in Crowder Hall, which is the wonderful recital hall in the School of Music there, and that will be on Saturday, December the 14th, and we have two programs, a 3 o'clock matinee and a 7:30 evening concert as well. So we continue our collaborations with the University of Arizona, and I might even mention that for many years we've participated in their Holiday Card to Tucson concert, which is going to be on Sunday, December the 8th, this year at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, also a 3 o'clock performance and a 7 o'clock performance. And not only is the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus and all the University of Arizona choirs performing, but the Tucson Girls Chorus is on that program as well. So that's another event not to miss.
So you've had a lot of connection with the University of Arizona over the years, and of course, working with the band and so forth. A good profile. It was great to be on the field and announce your retirement in front of 55,000 fans. and what an interesting next couple of months will be interesting. Let's talk a little bit about the traditional holiday concert. Can you share a little bit about the first couple of concerts that happened back in 1939 in the early 40s? What was the holiday concert like back then?
Well, our organization was founded back in the fall months of 1939 when Englishman Eduardo Caso came to our community, basically because he was in poor health. He had tuberculosis, and his doctor said he needed to go to a dry climate. But in that those months of the fall of 1939, he began the program by giving singing lessons to one boy, Jimmy Fersdorf. And by Christmas Eve of 1939, he had assembled eight boys to be in what they called at the time the Tucson Boys Choir. And they did a Christmas Eve concert that was three songs. Mr. Caso wasn't sure those eight boys were going to be able to pull it off by themselves, and so he recruited two girls to stand behind them and sing with them in that first concert. And those were the only two girls that ever sang in the Tucson Boys Chorus. So that first concert was Christmas Eve of 1939. And in those beginning years, Mr. Caso was beginning the program, and so he had just a few boys in 1940 and 1941, but the momentum started to grow really quickly, and with local sponsors who wanted to see the boys' chorus become a realization of Mr. Caso's vision, it grew and grew and grew, and now here we are, 85 years later. This will be the 85th anniversary holiday concert, and we're very excited about that long storied history.
Great. So the concert is going to be Saturday, December 14th at 3 and 7:30 at the University of Arizona Fred Fox School of Music, Crowder Hall. Tell us a little bit about the concert and what's going to be featured there. Traditional music, I would assume.
But, yes, it's really quite a variety holiday program. We'll start with an upbeat song called Christ is Born Today, and to set the sacred part of Christmas celebrations. And then other repertoire will include Hanukkah selections, of course, for those of the Jewish faith, and sacred is going to complete the first half of our program with Daniel Pinkham's Christmas Cantata. So there's a sampling of a serious music you might consider, or classical music. Also, a wonderful arrangement by Dan Forrest of Hark the Herald Angels Sing will end the first half. And then the second half is the lighter side of Christmas with Jingle Bell Swing and I'll Be Home for Christmas, White Christmas, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, the holiday songs that people love to listen to and to sing along with. So it promises to be a delightful family entertainment event.
Great. And where can people get tickets to that concert if they wanted to go to either of the 3 o'clock or 7:30 p.m. performance?
They're certainly welcome to get them online at boyschorus.org. They can call our chorus office at 520-296-6277. Or they can get them at the door. It's a very popular event. It features all the members of the chorus, from our youngest cadet choir member of 6 years old all the way through our young men's ensemble, who's the oldest this year, is 21 years, so 6 to 20, 21, highlighting our touring chorus, which is our varsity team. And we'll also have a small ensemble, orchestral professional musicians. And it will be a really wonderful event to celebrate the holiday seasons.
Yeah, it's a great way to bring out-of-town guests to enjoy something unique and different, and certainly it's important. Obviously, this will be your last holiday concert as director, and so this is your finale of the Christmas season this time around. Of course, there's going to be a big concert in May where it'll be your final concert, but this is the last time you'll be directing the boys for the Christmas holiday time frame. So this is an important concert for the history of the chorus as you top off your 45 years as director. So this will be fun. And this is at the, tell us where Crowder Hall is. It's for those people that don't know exactly where it is. Where is Crowder Hall?
It's in the Fred Fox School of Music, which is basically at Speedway and Park. There are parking options for them in various places, parking garages that they can get to.
Right.
But it's in the school, and it's the main recital hall. There's a smaller recital hall, the whole school hall, but we'll be in the Crowder Hall.
Which is actually, the park garage is right there. Just come into the tunnel and you're right there, and it's a relatively easy walk and easy to get to, and it's a Saturday, so there's no big deal in terms of parking. It should be good. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about another tradition at the Boys' Course, which is Christmas trees. So we'll come back in just a minute and talk about that. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. We'll be right back. Welcome back. The wonderful music of the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. With us this morning is Dr. Julian Ackerley, the director. Good morning again.
Hi, Ed.
And 45 years, what an amazing run you've had as the director of the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. And, of course, the holiday concert is coming up on Saturday, December 14th at 3 and 7:30 p.m. at University of Arizona Crowder Hall. And tickets are available at boyschorus.org, or you can call the office at 296-6277, and they'll set you up with tickets. You want to go see that, as it's Julian's last time as the director for the holiday season. Well, there's another fundraiser that you do, or event that you do that's a fundraiser for the chorus and been going on for years, and that is the tradition of the chorus selling Christmas trees at the tree lots. You want to talk a little bit about that tradition and how that all got started and why it's so important to the chorus?
Yes, the tree lot sales is a decades-long fundraiser for the Boys' Chorus, but more than being a fundraiser, it's a friendraiser. It's a wonderful way for the Tucson, Arizona Boys' Chorus to be connected to our community, and many of our customers are repeat customers who come to support the chorus by getting fresh cut trees for their holiday celebrations. But we've been doing the tree lot all around the city of Tucson for many years. You probably recall that we were back in Elkhorn Mall for very many years.
Got a good connection there, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did. And
Elkhorn Mall, the place to be for you and your family.
Well, we had it at Elkhorn Mall, and then, of course, the spot that we had our tree lot in became actual buildings and stores. And so we moved down onto Broadway, and we were at Broadway and Wilmont, and we were up in the northwest side of town. But we decided that the best place for the Boys' Chorus to be is home for the holidays. So several years ago, we brought the tree lot back to our building, which is on Pima Street, 5770 East Pima, which is between Craycroft and Wilmont. We have a back lot that's a ramada. We call it our roping ramada because the boys practice their fancy trick rodeo roping back there. But during the holiday times, it becomes a very festive Christmas tree lot. And we invite all of the community to get their holiday decorations from the Boys' Chorus in support of the Singing Goodwill Ambassadors. Our lot is open every single day. We're opening up on the today,
yeah.
Friday.
Well, it'll be open Monday through. Well, it's open every day of the week, is what it is.
It's open every day of the week, is correct. We're going to be open from now until the December the 23rd.
23rd, right.
Yes, and anybody who comes during Monday through Friday, they just drop into our office building and we'll take them out to the lot and get them the best, most beautiful tree on the lot. And during Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the lot is being manned by volunteers from our families. So if you come on the weekend, you'll have an opportunity to meet one of our boys and the families, and they'll be able to serve you and get you the beautiful tree. Our trees are fresh cut. They come from Oregon, and few people know that most of the trees on the Christmas market, fresh cut trees, are all harvested at about the same time. Mm-hmm. So the time that you get your trees and the freshness of it is dependent upon the kind of care that it gives. And I'm very happy to say the Tucson Boys Chorus has really fine-tuned this over the years about keeping the trees really fresh. We only cut open out of the packages the ones that we are going to be using for that particular day, and they are constantly being watered 3 times a day, all of the trees, even, you know, in their packages as they come from being harvested right off of the tree lot farms, are being watered down. And so and if there's any problem with anybody's tree that they get, just come back and we'll be happy to replace it.
Having worked the tree lot when my boys were in the chorus, it's amazing how those trees do soak up that water. And so the ones that are packaged and are getting watered, they're continuing to absorb the water. So when you open them up, they're fresh and
they're
green
fresh
and beautiful. Yeah.
You know, there's artificial trees, and people probably have those too, but there is nothing like the fragrance of a fresh-cut Christmas tree filling up your home with Christmas. It just says Merry Christmas to one and all. And we're really happy to have had that as a tradition over all these many years.
So you have different kinds of trees, the Douglas, the Noble, Grand, and the Nordman firs. Those are the types of trees that you have. So if you like a big bushy one, you've got that. So if you want to make it, and they also the kind that is kind of a tiered tree, so you have everything in between, so you can kind of pick the kind that you like to adorn your home, so it can be. And you also give a shout out to some companies that have purchased trees from you for a long time. So if there's a company out there that wants to get a live tree,
yeah,
they can come to the chorus and get that as well, right?
We really appreciate the community and corporate sponsors of the Boys Chorus. And yes, we invite them to come out and get the trees. We have all kinds of trees, from as small as tabletop trees all the way up to 10, 12 feet. So can fit up any space. And we really appreciate the support of the community in getting their trees from the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus.
You say that that the boy doesn't join the chorus, but the family does. And some of the most fun memories my family has, you know, I had 3 boys in the chorus, and working at the tree lot during the Christmas season is always a treat for the families. And there's a little fire pit out there, and s'mores are made, and music is being played. It's kind of festive.
Hot chocolate and cookies. It's a very festive holiday time.
That's great. So, again, we're talking with Dr. Julian Ackerley in his 45th year, just announced his retirement from the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. He'll go through the season into May of 2025 and then hang up his baton. But he's had a great run. Again, the holiday concert is Saturday, December 14th.
That is correct. It'll be at Crowder Hall at the University of Arizona at 3 o'clock and 7:30. I mentioned how to get tickets. Tickets will also be available at the door, so if people want to just come to the event, they can. However, you know, you if there's a sellout, we want to make sure that everybody gets in.
Right. $20 for a premium ticket, $15 for general admission, $8 for children 12 and under, and you are directing, and Dr. Jordan Schomper will be your associate conductor.
Yes.
And so he'll do a couple of the songs, but you're obviously featured as the director for the majority of it, and that is Saturday, December 14th. And then the tree lot is open through December 23rd at the tree lot. The Boys Chorus tree lot is at 5770 East Pima Street. So that's an important activity for the chorus as well, right?
Part of our 85th anniversary was the creation and painting of a mural on the east side of our building. So when people come to our tree light, I draw their attention to look to our building because it is absolutely extraordinary. And I think it's going to become an icon in the right. Tucson's
great history. Great history of the chorus on the wall, which is kind of neat.
Right.
Well, what's next for Dr. Ackley? What's the spring look like for the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus? Got some exciting things coming up. And of course, a big Pops concert in May will be your swan song, as they say. But what do you got coming up in the spring?
We're really looking forward to the classic concert, which is going to be on the first weekend of March and on Saturday at on an east side performance and Sunday a west side performance. And that is the cornerstone of our music literacy program, is classical music. And so we'll be highlighting that. We also do a Wild West Rodeo weekend over rodeo. It's a camp for any boy in Tucson to come. They're featured in the rodeo parade, and then they do a little melodrama over the weekend, which we put it at our friends down at Trail Dust Town. And then, of course, the Pops concert is not only going to be the 85th anniversary culmination on that weekend of May 2nd through 4th, but it is going to be a recognition of my retirement. And so we're going to try to get as many alumni back as we can, particularly the Ackerley alumni that were in the chorus when I was director, and that's been since 1980. So that's 45 years of choristers to come back and celebrate a wonderful institution here in the cultural part of our community of Tucson and have a really fun weekend. And in the middle of that, we'll have our Pops concert, which will be my last public concert as director here in Tucson. But then we'll be going off on tour. And so I'll be conducting, of course, the boys doing the tour. And the tour is going to be in the first week of June.
Right, right. Where are you going this year? Have you announced where you're going yet?
Yes, we have announced. We're very excited. We're going to be going to Greece.
Right. That's fantastic. Yeah, that's going to be fun. I think you need someone to go along to carry the bag. So I'm donating my services. Well, this is not the last time you'll be on Jump in Tucson, because when we come back in the spring, we'll talk some more about what you're doing with the chorus in these great concerts that are coming up, and then and the future of the chorus, which is in good hands. As Kelly and Renee were here when we announced your retirement, the chorus is in good hands and is looking nationally for a replacement for you. So, but we look forward to seeing you Saturday, December 14th, 3 and 7:30 p.m. at Crowder Hall for the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus Holiday Concert, featuring my brother, Dr. Julian Ackerley, as director, and all the choruses of the wonderful Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. And then, of course, if you need a Christmas tree, the best place in Tucson and Southern Arizona to go to get a Christmas tree and help a great cause is to go to the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus Christmas Tree Lot, which is located at 5770 East Pima between Craycroft and Wilmot on the south side of the street there at the Boys Chorus building. You can't miss it. There's a beautiful sign out front and lots of signage that says, come on in and buy your Christmas tree. So it's going to be a festive season,
yep.
And we look forward to maybe some Winter Haven caroling. We'll go and do that. We always do that every year, which is always kind of fun. Really puts me in the Christmas. I'm so busy, and when I go to that event in Winter Haven, it's always nice to walk with the boys and hear them sing their wonderful music. So happy holidays to you and Jane, and Merry Christmas. And we will be talking with you after the first of the year when we talk about what's coming up in the spring.
Thank you, Ed. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Okay. That was Dr. Julian Ackerley, 45 years as director of the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. Don't miss their upcoming concert. We'll be back. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. With us in studio is the incomparable Jane Hamilton from Jane Hamilton Fine Art. Good morning, Jane.
Hi.
And you have a friend with you today. We have Francisco Franklin. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good to see you. So, Jane, you are the proprietor, and we've had you on Jump in Tucson, and you've told us about the 1970s teepee in New Mexico and moving to Southern Arizona and working in Bisbee, and then with just a few pesos, you started Jane Hamilton Fine Art, and here you are coming up on almost 3.5 decades of what a wonderful gallery you have.
Almost 33 years.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the gallery and what you do there and what kind of services that you provide to guests.
So our gallery's located at Skyline and Campbell, Plaza Colonial, beautiful location. We've been there 15 years. We represent traditional, contemporary, southwestern, abstract, whimsical, all kinds of art, sculpture. Mm-hmm. And in December, we're really happy to be celebrating Francisco's 50 years as an artist, a well-known Tucson artist, Francisco Franklin, in a show we're calling Norteña.
Norteña. Es muy importante la ñ over la ñ, sí. Tilde over la ñ, right?
Yeah. Sí, tiene un hyphen.
Hyphen, yeah. Norteña, yeah.
So we're celebrating his 50 years with a beautiful retrospective December 5th, 4 to 7 reception, and it's going to be lovely, and we're going to have a big variety of new pieces as well as some representing the 50-year span.
Right. You have a beautiful, 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 beautiful gallery, and I was fortunate to go up and visit with you up there and see the beautiful work that you have displayed by so many local artists and others. That it's just an amazing place. And one thing that I just wanted to say is how hospitable it feels when you walk in. It just feels like like you need to be there.
And we've been accused of being the friendliest gallery in town.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Well, Francisco Norteña, a Francisco Franklin 50-year retrospective. Tell us a little bit about how you got started as an artist. What was it in your life that compelled you to say, okay, I'm going to pick up a paintbrush or a sculpting tool or work on some wood here and begin to translate your childhood into art?
Well, it was actually a last resort. Mm-hmm. I tried everything else, school, studies, right. And I read a lot of books. Mm-hmm. When I was very young, and it looked like an artist didn't have to change his clothes. He didn't have to have a job. He could smoke and drink as much as he wanted. And I said, That's the job for me.
I love it. I love it. So, that's great.
I wish I had a more noble inspiration, but actually, and the first piece I ever did, I got just a hammer and a screwdriver and chipped a little woman making tortillas out of a piece of stone. I remember I was about 12 or 13 years old.
Right. What was your first piece that you remember that you got someone actually paid you some money for? Was there something I could actually make a living doing this?
Oh, I'm still wondering if I can make a living.
as we say in the advertising business, we run the best nonprofit organization in Tucson. And so, same with an artist, right? It's hit or miss, right? So
absolutely.
You hit it big sometimes and sometimes.
Absolutely.
So you work in a couple of different forms of media. You work in painting. Is that oil paints is what you're working with?
Oil paints.
Yeah. And then you also do stone sculpture and a little bit of woodwork as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I make furniture.
Yeah. Will some of that be featured at the event, the retrospective?
I have at least one good piece of furniture that I did.
Great.
And but I just wanted to say real quick, Jane makes me feel welcome at the gallery.
Isn't that a neat experience?
Yeah. Well, that's not always the case.
Right, right. So as an artist, you feel welcome when your art is being displayed and when you're looking at other people's art displays. But it's also nice as a customer to walk in and kind of feel like you belong here and this is a good place to be.
Well, so. that's what she has up there.
Yeah, it's very unique, isn't it?
Very much so.
And it's beautiful. It's in a beautiful part of the city where you got the mountains right behind you. So yeah, there's a beautiful artscape right in front of your face because you turn around and there's the mountains, but you have this beautiful gallery as well. So Norteña, a Francisco Franklin 50-year retrospective, which will be Thursday, December 5th, 4 to 7 p.m. Tell us a little bit about the catering that might be happening there, because that's always a fun thing.
Yeah, so Wild Garlic Grill, our wonderful neighbor, is catering, yeah. And it's also sponsored, the retrospective is being sponsored by Arrived Arizona, which is the hardback book and all the hotels and resorts. Mm-hmm. And they sponsor an event for us once a year, and this is the one they're doing this year. And Francisco's in the book. We advertise in it, and we have the cover.
Right, right.
And, but they're, it's going to be fun. And we have music. Doug Shelton plays guitar. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, food, wine. But the most important thing is the retrospective.
Right. To see the 50 years of Francisco Franklin's work and
all the new ones.
All the new stuff.
And all the new stuff
yeah,
for sale.
Yeah, very, yeah. Very exciting. So if you haven't been to a Jane Hamilton Fine Art opening gallery type of exhibit like this, it's just, as I say, fascinating and very welcoming. And of course, Stephen Schultz doing the Wild Garlic Grill. Oh my goodness, that food.
He's such a great chef. We're really lucky to have him in Tucson.
Yeah. I don't like going to your place because I smell the beautiful, delicious smells coming out of their kitchen. I just want to go over there. And yeah. Yeah, he and Marty are very, very mm-hmm. hospitable and open and everything. So that's going to be great. Norteña, that means, is that northern? Is that what?
The word. I use the word because there's a particular way of life that goes on in Chihuahua and Sonora,
okay.
In the northern part of Mexico. Mm-hmm. The food is a certain way, and even a lot of the language is a certain way. In New Mexico and Texas, they don't know. You can't make a tortilla.
Yeah, tortillas de harina, right? Yeah, flour tortillas.
Delgaditos,
yeah,
así.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bien delgaditos.
I think we're going to do a tortilla festival and try to see who's got the best tortillas in Tucson and northern Mexico, because there's some delicious tortillas out there. But the food, the culture, just the whole, and the artwork and the whole ambiance of northern Mexico into southern Arizona mm-hmm. has been kind of its own thing for centuries, and it's kind of neat to celebrate that, right?
Yeah, I favor that in all my paintings.
Right, right, right. What types of paintings do you do? Are they landscapes? Are they are they individuals? Are they people?
Mostly women.
Mostly women.
Women are the best idea God ever
yeah,
had.
Yeah, there you go. And when you said that you can smoke and drink while you're painting women, it's perfect, right?
Exactly.
What better thing could you ask for?
It turned out to be much more work than I thought it would be.
Yeah, that's
it's the only thing I know how to do, so it's too late to back out now.
That's fantastic. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about your show and the 50-year retrospective. And this is at the beautiful Jane Hamilton Fine Art Studio. Again, what's the address there? What's the
it's
location?
It's 2890 East Skyline Drive. It's at the southwest corner of Skyline and Campbell and Plaza Colonial under the Copper Dome.
So across the street to the north would be the AJ's and that
yeah,
center,
across
La
the
Encantada.
Street, straight across is La Encantada. Yeah. And, yeah.
So it's pretty obvious where it is once you get to that
it's
intersection.
It's central foothills, yeah.
It's beautiful. It's right there on the corner, too. So
yep.
It kind of, again, faces the Catalina Mountains. So it's exactly right there. So we're going to come back and talk with Francisco Franklin and talk about his 50 years of doing artwork in oil paint, stone, and wood, and furniture making. And talk about a little bit more about his wonderful childhood memories of living in Mexico, and then his travels throughout Europe, and what he's been doing lately to create a beautiful artwork that's going to be featured at the Norteña, a Francisco Franklin 50-year retrospective, which is coming up on Thursday, December 5th from 4 to 7. So when we come back after the break, we'll talk a little bit more about what we're going to see and what we're going to feel. So you're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. With us is Jane Hamilton of Jane Hamilton Fine Art. Good morning again.
Hi, good morning.
And with us in studio is your good friend, Francisco Franklin. We're doing a 50-year retrospective called Norteña. This is 50 years. You said, Francisco, that 1947, so you need a little pocket protector that says doing fine art since 1947.
Yeah,
huh?
We care about your paintings.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So tell us, you know, we know you have memories of living in Mexico, but you also have some extensive travel in Europe and other places. So what does your art reflect? You know, you said it, you do a lot of women in your artwork, but what is the main focal point of what you're painting and showing the world?
Okay, so the way I go about it is I'm very limited in actually I wasn't one of those children who could draw a lot just naturally, you know, how mm-hmm. there's always a kid in school that can draw perfectly, and I was never like that. So my effort to overcome the lack of skill is what makes my work unusual, and I think it's what makes people like it, is because I'm trying to compensate for I'm not what you would call a natural talent, so right. my struggle to overcome what I don't know how to do is what accidentally puts charm into the mm-hmm. work, kind of the way a drunk might hit a telephone pole just swerving into it.
Right, right.
It's not really, I'm not really a person that, the struggle to develop my own ability is what gave my work the character that
right.
it has, rather than some big natural gift of talent.
Right, right. So there's this age-old argument about, traits, that you have the creative trait or you've developed the skill of creativity. And so you're kind of one on the side that says your natural ability is to persevere and develop the skills that you need in order to paint or to sculpt or to build furniture.
Right. I just wanted to do it very badly.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a genetic argument. Like if the kid robs a bank,
right.
where did that come from? And if he gets on the dean's list, it's in the genes.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So. I love it. So Jane, you had mentioned that it's really important that we honor Francisco Franklin's 50 years retrospective, and that you want to do this while he can share that with your guests at your gallery, and to honor him while he's working and still producing beautiful stuff.
I think it's really important. Sometimes you see museum shows, you know, 100 years later, 200 years later. It's like, you know, but what did that artist get at that time they were alive? So I think let's do it now. Let's enjoy, right. let's share our lives while we're doing them,
right.
and not some other time. Another thing about Francisco's work that people really relate to, which is why we're doing it in December, near Christmas. Mm-hmm. He often paints a Holy Family. He'll make angel boxes. He does lots of angels in his carvings and paintings. And I think people really need a touch of the spirit, mm-hmm. and whether they know it or not, they're drawn to his work for that reason.
Great. And so many of these items will be available for sale,
yep.
and you can yep. purchase your own artwork or the furniture that will be displayed. So Francisco's work is available during this show, and
yep.
And of course the artist will be there. You'll be there to greet guests and talk to them about your life and your 50 years or more, 50 plus years in art. If we go back as far as 47, it's a little bit longer than 50 years, but you've been commercially and doing the artist side of it for about 50 years or more, right?
Yeah, at least.
That's great. What's your favorite thing to do? If you were to pick one of those, whether it be sculpting in stone or oil painting or building furniture, what do you like to do? I mean, you like to do them all, obviously, but what's the one that's kind of near and dear to your heart?
Well, now that I'm getting older, little stuff.
Little stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, I like to carve nacimientos.
Mm-hmm.
And so carve the little figures.
The little Holy Family in uh-huh. Bethlehem and all of that. So if you need a nativity scene, it would be a good place to go and get one.
Yeah.
Or commission you to do one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that happens, too. People can look and see the types of things that you do and say, could you do this for me? And then you would work on that for a few months and produce something for them.
It does happen.
Yeah, yeah. And what kind of furniture are you building?
Well, I took a dresser and I carved horse heads on all the drawers and on the top, and then put a lariat around the horse heads.
Wow.
And carved all over the dresser, and then a bull's head on the side with a lariat around it.
Wow. So you got a really unique piece of furniture that is a piece of art in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Also functional, but it's also just a piece of art as well. Yeah. And that's all done by hand carving.
Right. The reason I started furniture is because I thought if I make something that has utility, then people might be more likely to buy it. Because with a painting, you can't cover yourself with it when you're cold.
Right,
it has no vitamin C.
And even a nacimiento, you only get it out once a year, basically, and have it out for a week or two. It's nice to have something out full time that you've carved and adorned.
Right.
So, Jane, this is pretty exciting that you have, you've been doing this for a long time, 33 years now, maybe longer if you count your own personal jump out of the teepee into the landscape and so forth.
Yeah, 45 years.
Yeah. So, what's the joy that brings you, especially at this time of the year, what's the joy of bringing art to people?
So, I like to think that I have my little hand in helping keep the culture alive.
Mm-hmm.
Original art.
Right.
Fills that void. And I'm in a business that's pretty happy. You usually come into a gallery when you're like on a vacation, having something fun.
Right.
You have an anniversary, something special you want to buy someone, or maybe you're traveling and or you're at the U of A, parents, or we get a big variety of people, and they're usually pretty happy.
Right.
And they like they like my gallery. So it's fun to be there after all these years and enjoy people enjoying what I do.
And many of the things you have on display there are made by artists who are still here, still alive.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And are still producing. Yep. And the majority of them are still
prolific. We have a few historic. I have a couple de Grazias, and I've got some Ross Stefan. But I'm not trying to do that.
Right.
I represent artists that are both in Tucson and in the Southwest.
Yeah, you're not a museum. You're an active art gallery.
There you go.
Displaying artists' work.
We're open every day but Mondays, and we have an art walk every first Thursday of every month. And in the season, which is November to April, we call it, we have a show usually the third Friday of the month. So we try to have two a month in the season and one a month year round.
That's great. So Francisco, it's been a wonderful life, hasn't it, to be able to do something fun like create and paint and sculpt and work with furniture. It's been fun, hasn't it?
Right. People ask me if it's difficult to become an artist, and I say, well, it's not too bad. The first 50 years are the hardest.
There you go.
That's great. Uh-huh. So the event is called Norteña, Francisco Franklin 50-Year Retrospective. It'll be Thursday, December 5th from 4 to 7 p.m. It's hosted by Arrived and Jane Hamilton Fine Art. It's at Jane Hamilton Fine Art. So
it'll be up through the month of December.
So you can come see all of his stuff.
But we'd love you to come to the reception to honor Francisco's life work and celebrate the 50 years with us.
And of course, we don't want to forget that Stephen will be doing the
catering
of Wild Garlic Grill.
Yeah,
which
and
is
Arrived
fantastic.
Arizona is sponsoring as well.
Yeah, so fantastic. Thank you so much for being on Jump in Tucson, Jane. And Francisco, congratulations. Felicidades. You're a fantastic career.
And thank you, Dr. Ackerley.
Great to see that.
Gracias por todo.
Okay. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI, 10:30 a.m. The Voice. We thank you for listening today, and we're in the season, so happy holidays and Merry Christmas, and we hope that you jump in Tucson.